Non-Discworld Shorter Writings. The Hades Business. Science Fantasy Magazine, editor John Carnell, number 60, volume 20, August 1963. An earlier version was published in the Technical Signet, the High Wycombe Technical High School magazine.
If I put my fingers in my ears and go la 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 loudly, I won't hear you read this story. It's juvenile. Mind you, so was I, being 13 at the time. It's the first thing I ever wrote that got published. In fact, it's the first thing I ever wrote with the feeling that I was writing a real story. It began as a piece of homework. The English teacher gave me 20 marks out of 20 for it and put it in the school magazine. The kids liked it. I was a writer. And this was a big deal, because I hadn't really been anything up until then. I was good at English. At everything else, I was middling, one of those kids that don't catch the teacher's eye and are very glad of it. I was even bad at sports, except for the one wonderful term when they let us play hockey, when I was bad and very dangerous. But the other kids had liked it. I'd sniffed blood. There were three, yes, three professional science fiction and fantasy magazines published in the UK in those days. Unbelievable, but true. I persuaded my aunt, who had a typewriter, to type it out for me, and I sent it to John Carnell, who edited all three. The nerve of the kid. He accepted it. Oh, boy. The £14 he paid was enough to buy a second-hand Imperial 58 typewriter from my typing teacher. My mother had decided that I ought to be able to do my own typing, what with being a writer and everything, and, as I write, it seems to me that it was a very good machine for 14 quid, and I just wonder if Mum and Dad didn't make up the difference on the quiet. Fortunately, before I could do too much damage with the thing, study and exams swept me up and threw me out into a job on the local paper, where I learned to write properly, or at least journalistically. I've reread the story, and my fingers have itched to strip it down, give it some pacing, scramble those clichés, and, in short, rewrite it from the bottom up. But that would be silly. So I'm going to grit my teeth instead. Go ahead. Read. I can't hear you. La 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 la.